gonna be Batman.
All right. Welcome back to OK Interesting.
Welcome back in 2023. Yeah. We have been on a break. We were, you know, doing a lot of other things.
Yes.
and so now we are back. And the first episode that we are recording is like major one, I think. We just saw this movie over the weekend. It's called Ant-Man and the Wasp, Quantumania.
Yeah, there should have been some version of WrestleMania. And there's barely any Wasp. Wasp was like a...
No.
She was whisper mode or something. Her dialogues were so bad. So limited.
Yeah. So just before, proceeding, want to say that this video contains spoiler from that movie. So, word of caution.
I love that red banner. Spoiler alert.
Yeah. I'll add that. So... Talking about Wasp, she just had one major thing right at the end when she comes to save Ant-Man, right? So that's why she was inserted. Because otherwise he would have been left behind in the quantum verse.
Correct. And
that's significant thing. And yeah, keeping her parents sane and safe another time. But that was like an additional thing. I think the whole thing was about Hope Van Dyne. Because she was stuck there and she basically knew everything about the quantum verse.
Yeah, two deep introductions of characters. Hope, not Hope, her mom, and a Kang.
Yeah. The strange thing is that, you know, she didn't mention any of these aspects before. And like, I'm not sure whether they get a lot of time like in their lives, in their fictional lives. Mm. But she should have mentioned something, and you know, Hank being Hank should have asked her, you know, because obviously he would be curious. It's his invention, right? This portal that he created to go into the quantum verse. So that was slightly a loose end, according to me. Like, at least some knowledge would have definitely helped them out.
Yeah, some teaser that, you know, this is something that happened, you know. Yeah, they were focused more of wrapping up the end game.
Yeah.
And doing same old goofy. So Kang and his future, you know, the whole Avengers and the Kang dynasty. I think that's happening, but.
Yeah. So they did showcase what is the dynasty. So it's not basically, you know, the family line of Kangs. It's just multiple variants of Kangs appearing from different multiverses.
And like, they had the same exact portal which in Multiverse of Madness Reed Richards used to jump into the council. That whole, that same square teleportation device is what all of them were using to enter that arena of sorts.
Yeah, and fun fact, so this guy Kang from the future is actually a descendant of Reed Richards. His actual name, like the guy who becomes Kang, is Nathaniel Richards. So
interesting.
It's way in the future, and that's why he has, like, you know, all the tech, the future tech, and he's able to defeat all the superheroes in our time. Yeah, and he has some connection to Doctor Doom as well. So it's not just Reed Richards. And we'll see Doctor Doom or some version of Doctor Doom in the future. And like I was telling you, you know, about Hope. So basically she was the side character in all of this.
Yeah.
And like just one thing she had was at the end to save him. That's probably it.
Yeah, she'll come back. Yeah, that sunset.
And also another, you know, funny thing, if you noticed, they didn't show this Kang actually getting, he wasn't killed.
He was sucked into his electronic vacuum cleaner.
Yeah.
that's all happened.
So he's still there, and he's basically trying to survive the hallucinations, or like, you know, the multiple subconsciousness, you know, those characters which were appearing for Ant-Man. So basically he's just stuck in that loop and he's trying to survive. He'll probably get out of it somewhere.
Like and, in Thor 1, Loki died and he fell into something.
Yeah.
And by Thor 2, Dark Worlds, he kind of joined back, or he went somewhere else.
You think with all his tech and all his experience with the quantum verse, he would just die in one movie?
No, because he himself said that he has seen the end, and this is not it. It's much more beyond, and he must be screaming because it is painful, but he knew this is not exactly where he ends.
Yeah, so according to me, that, you know, the first version of Kang that we saw in Loki, that was the ultimate survivor. Like, he survived till the end to see and to, you know, like, what how do I say this? But reset the timeline, the MCU timeline.
Mm.
He had total control over how time was flowing and how, you know, the process was defined for those people, like, who were working in the... in that Ministry of Time or whatever it was called.
Yeah.
So these people used to go and check for events which were changed in history, right? So that was a well-versed process that they had established. And so he was the one who oversaw that until, like, you know, Loki and Sylvie ended up. And then Loki was again transferred to another multiverse where there was another version of Kang who had survived.
The Time Variance Authority.
Right.
TVA.
Yeah. It's like a whole mashup of, like, you know, multiple things crammed into one.
Hmm.
It'll be interesting, like, how it all makes sense at the end. Like, for now, like, you know, at least comparing to Phase 4, Phase 5 has had a slightly better start, I would say.
Yeah, Phase 4 was a disaster. Well, except a few, most of it is a disaster. It didn't have that magic at all. Most of the Marvel movies, Phase 1 and 2 and 3, had amazing magic. How did this happen? And what if this happens? And he actually comes into that show and something or other, somebody dies and he reveals he's Iron Man, or his mask is removed, he's Spider-Man. So you have absolutely, you know, you have not seen this at all section, and then there's this disaster called Black Widow. You're just like, she's dead, but you bring her up in a past with these, you know, very weak characters, very weak graphics. They're not the worst graphics
in
years.
So they didn't actually want to invest, you know.
Yeah.
And that was probably just to build up, and, you know, so two aspects. One was like fan demand for a Black Widow movie, like they did for Captain Marvel. Although Captain Marvel might have been a crucial part for the future, but for Black Widow is purely fan service. And the other aspect was to build up her family, like, you know, her sister showcasing in the...
Yeah, introduce some more temporary Avengers.
So there is, like, I think a TV show or a movie called Thunderbolts, which is coming. So going to feature the Red Hulk and, you know, all of those things.
Hmm.
So, yeah. So, but very weak build up to that character. She's trying to be the Black Widow, like her sister.
Yeah.
Has some decent dialogues in that, and good, like, you know, I would say, how do I put this? But she has a good attitude, like, you know. But other than that, the movie was flat. Like, it wasn't required. Interesting how this goes on in the further movies and stuff. But looking forward to Phase 5, definitely.
Let's talk about the villain that they introduced. He got exactly 40 minutes of intro max, in that also maybe 20 minutes of a intro in one episode of Loki.
Yeah.
And that's all we know about him. And the version of him was a bit of a kind of a scary cat who's just hiding behind the walls and explaining a couple of things to Loki about, you know, him and his dynasty and all that stuff. And we have, like, you know, this guy is the guy. Then we're like, no. But, you know, that's the only intro we get from Marvel Cinematic Universe.
Yeah.
About Kang.
Yeah. There was no build up like Thanos. They in the phase one and two.
They did meticulous amount of seeding right from each and every movie's the Infinity Stone, the whole
So that is great.
Yeah, Avengers, the whole, you know, Guardians of the Galaxy, Ultron, Infinity War, everything had pieces and bits. Age of Ultron was the thing where Thor goes into this underwater cave and he has premonition of what's happening. So,
but that movie is weak, like in comparison to the other. Yeah, but I think the good thing about Thanos was, like, you know, it started really early and it was like by the end, it was like, you know, everyone just wanted to see who this guy is. And
They showed snippets of him, sitting on a chair in the space. So it was very curious, you know, who this guy is.
Yeah.
And then you have Ant-Man throughout the movie. Oh, he's coming. He knows about you and he. It just reminds me of the Brahmastra and Shiva. And it's like, he's coming, he's there, he... I'm like, what? Hang on, you know, just say his name. He's not Voldemort, you know. He cannot say his name. He can say his name.
So, okay, so one weak point about him is now that... I don't know if he's killed in this movie, but he got beat in this movie and he was killed by Loki and Sylvie in the TV show. How strong can this character be? Like, you know, based on if, like, somebody does not know his history from the comics and how influential he can be or how dangerous he can be, it wasn't really touched upon. Like, the action stuff, they didn't showcase his powers.
They should. Just a couple of things, and most of it is, all I can remember from the movie is Ant-Man and, you know, Kang just throwing punches at each other and the end scene.
Yeah.
In that kind of that thing that they want to take off from, and which does not take off, of course. Just throwing punches. That's all I can remember.
And now imagine, like, if it was a higher grade, you know, superhero like Thor or something, would have kicked his ass, right?
Yeah, why didn't he just use those bolts? Ah, yeah, because when he comes back, his wrist has some... That thing has electrocuted. So they kind of show that the ants have actually destroyed his arm. But that was only one hand, right? Only one hand wristband of his had that electrical thing malfunctioned. The other hand had it, right?
Yeah.
Somehow.
And the funny bit, like, Kang has been stuck there for a very long time. And, you know, genius who can, like, do wonders because he's traveled from the future. Why wasn't he able to fix his own that damn ball, whatever that was, like, you know, that multiversal engine called it, right? So that was weird. Like, you know, somebody that technologically superior and
wealth
of knowledge from the future, he has all his weapons working, but yet he cannot fix that, and he needs hope to fix that.
Yeah,
that's strange. He could actually, you know, like, you know, study about it. I don't know if they have internet access down there.
Yeah, I don't think so. Yeah, that much time to open up Kindle and start reading.
ChatGPT would have, you know, fixed it.
Yeah.
So, so the best part, you know, obviously about this movie was, like, the end credit scene, according to me. Of them. In the first one, we see this plethora of Kangs arguing that the exiled one is gone, and they also don't say that he's dead or something. He's just gone, right? Now they cannot be stopped and they can probably execute their plan. But now the strange part is, this exiled one was supposed to be the strongest. And he got his ass handed to him by a couple of, low grade. I won't say low grade, but the B team.
Yeah, not the OG. Of course, not the OG.
Yeah.
Avengers or the Marvel number one.
Yeah.
These, you know, Ant-Man is the, you know, the tier 2.
Correct.
Tier 2 superhero. Yes. Who's relied upon for comic relief.
Yeah.
And a serious, semi-serious crush of his wasp.
Yeah.
Who had the most weakest dialogue? Like, Oh, go, got him, and let's kick him. And I'm like, really? Really?
I don't think it was So I know it is nitpicking. Ultimately, it's a movie. Like,
yeah,
it's supposed to showcase, you know, some things like a character build-up. It is supposed to show entertainment, fights, and like, you know, a good ending. I wouldn't say happy ending because it means something else. So
that. And then there's the Ant-Man's daughter, who suddenly has a suit and only activates only after some, you know, half the way into the world when she wants to fight. Otherwise, there's no need of a suit.
So I feel this is lazy creativity. Like, they should, like, you know, this happened to Iron Man first, that, you know, he could just invoke his armor anywhere, and it was the nanobot suit or whatever it was called.
Yeah, when they were falling down, Ant-Man grew and was holding his daughter, but she could have done that also. She had it.
Yeah.
But the director wanted to reveal it later for us to feel wow factor. Yeah. Otherwise, both of them like, oh, wow, wow. But, you know, there's nothing more left throughout the movie then.
And another thing which was fishy about the ants was that they had not shrunk in size. So does the science work differently for something which is small?
Yeah.
If they're in the quantum verse, they should also exceed, like, you know, they should also be of that size.
Yeah, they went through 1,000 years of knowledge growth, and they built industries and Tesla factories and all that, but they grew in size also for some reason.
That is weird. And how is it that they're not visible, even you know, if they're that large and stuff? Technologically advanced, I get it. Like, can't be, because that's the whole point. They were training these ants to be, you know, that way.
But like, it's in 2 hours, they showed us very, very quickly what a orange avatar planet will look like. Not a blue, completely blue. And what Star Wars will look like.
We didn't mention Star Wars. So it is exactly like, you know, even like I've seen in other reviews also. Mm. It is like, you know, inspired by Star Wars.
Yeah, I mean, it's Disney. They have Star Wars. They can easily reference that.
Yeah. And the Conqueror is like, you know, the Conqueror Empire.
Yeah, yeah. Empire, the Conqueror, the whole fleet. And
yeah, the fleet looks so similar to the ones, right? So,
and they had a bunch of goons, which absolutely look like the Guardians of Galaxy from the Quantumania.
Yeah, yeah.
So that guy was like, I don't have any holes. Then he has holes.
Yeah. So, so the best part is that, you know, they have that drink and they're suddenly speaking the same language. That's actually the innovation of the year. Like,
yeah.
Like,
any language, and they all speak American English. Brilliant. I'm like, wow.
So maybe that drink
a lot. Based on the person who he is, for him, what is familiar, you know?
Yeah.
That's the language that he will translate.
Yeah. So that's like the innovation, the drink of the year, I would
say. Yeah, yeah. Did you drink me?
Ooze, right? Ooze or something.
Something, yeah.
Yeah.
But they had good couple of 3-4 scenes of very good sense of humor. Fun. It's much better than at least Multiverse of Madness. People are expecting what not from Multiverse of Madness.
See, but Multiverse of Madness, I think the only good thing was the Illuminati, not the fight sequence. Strange versus Strange fight.
Yeah.
That, you know, choreographed over the piano music and all of that.
Yeah.
On symphonies, right? So that was cool, but the Illuminati appearance, like, you know, fan service of Reeve Richards, this guy John Krasinski showing up.
Yeah.
So that was the best part about that movie. And this was like, you know, a step above, according to me. Like, they can do so much better still. I see the potential. I don't know, maybe it's lazy writing, or maybe, you know, like, my expectation is much more ever since, like, we have seen phase 1, phase 2, phase 3. So they need to still do a lot better. I know this is just an Ant-Man movie, so let's see.
But they could have always added somebody else to kind of help him out. You know?
They did add Loki in the second this thing. But
yeah,
then
Loki.
Yeah, so Loki,
that's not addition. That is just shocking. Wow. We knew they were in the universe. He should have come long time back. That was the whole the whole pyramid was from the whole TVA backdrop anyway. And the whole scenery, everything was there. They could have brought him in. I think they didn't want the shine of Ant-Man to go away. They wanted to just be an Ant-Man movie. Tier 1 superhero comes in, that's it. This guy will come, you know, just the ant guy, the bug guy.
You noticed, like, when Loki makes that appearance, everyone was
what? Exactly.
That was the loudest cheer in the movie. Correct. And that was the last scene of the movie. So you can see, like, just a 1 second appearance from Loki overshadowed the entire superhero aspect of, like, you know, the movie.
Imagine if they have an Alexa running in every theater and recording the 2 hours of the whole movie, and then see the graph of the sound waves correlating to the appearance of the screen. Okay, this works. Let's work on that, you know.
I think they should, if they go by that logic, they should cancel all the Ant-Man movies. Like, you know, give Loki his own, like, you know, movie instead of a TV show.
Yeah, bring him back as a bad guy, you know, and turn him good, turn him bad, face, heel, mix him up that. You know?
That's actually the brilliant, you know, portrayal of that character and how much depth he has, because he has that upbringing and always being, you know, like, I know this is not an not a Loki episode, but yeah, so still, like, you know, it is brilliant in the execution, because how, like, you know, every time Loki shows up, nobody knows how he'll be, you know, acting, or what will be his stance? Will he be, you know, anti? Will he kill? Try to kill Thor again or whatever?
Yeah.
But I'm seriously waiting for the reunion to happen again, like Thor and Loki seeing each other.
Yeah.
Loki, you're alive. And he'll try to kill him again. So.
Maybe that's what changes Thor, rather than being this idiot version of Waika, like, you know.
Yeah. So
Taika Waititi is some weird version of Thor they have now conjured.
I think the first movie was a breath of fresh air, like from Waititi.
Ragnarok, yeah.
Ragnarok. Even Ragnarok had a lot of seriousness in it. Like, you know, how he goes away, how, like, Hela is brought in, and then he loses the hammer. So that redemption, and then becoming the Thor character again, and then burning his own house down, and then building it up in another place. So that was good. Like, it had, you know, brilliant characterization. But when it comes to the last one, it was more about, like, okay, we have to make a Thor movie. So let's just, you know, pick up the pieces and just try to get it together and just add some comedy elements. And then let's see what comes out. That villain also, like, how did he become, like, I know the weapon that he carries is, like, very, very, very strong, but still. Where did he learn the fighting skills and all of those, you know, aspects? Like, he was almost going to die, right? But, like, the portrayal of the character is amazing. But, you know, since we have no knowledge about him and he just comes in for a movie, so it doesn't help.
And then there is a whole Full House type TV series / movie which came out in between, which had so many heroes and they had amazing science. And they're here for such a long time. It has the Game of Thrones brothers, and they absolutely are still stuck in that universe. If one episode of Loki can jump and cause such a big thing, such a powerful set of folks, Eternals, are still stuck in that movie. They had amazing capability to jump into this movie.
Yeah.
One character, at least two characters. You know, what are they doing? You know, sitting idle. I mean,
so depictive. Has a show incoming, right?
Yeah.
That's called Moon Knight, I think. Moon Knight.
No, Kit is in something else. Not Moon Knight. Moon Knight was very, very well made. Kind of, it's a mixed bag, but yeah, I think the music of Moon Knight is well done, Kit.
So that character is called some Knight, right? Black Knight or something.
Yeah.
Black Knight, sorry. Moon Knight was this Arabic genre thing. Made on Arabic gods, and this guy comes in. So that was interesting. The music was very...
Blade. He's coming in Blade.
Yeah. So I think he'll fight off the Blade. Not the Blade guy. Blade is actually Vampire Hunter, right? So
yeah,
he's maybe going to collaborate in somewhere.
Hmm. But yeah, again, that's Blade. And that's vampires. I mean, what will that guy do? I mean, that's only vampires. How much can you do?
I don't know how much he's canon to the original MCU, but just like, you know, he's there and probably he'll be accompanied by Ghost Rider and, you know, all of those things. But
what's going to be bigger and going to be more, what's the next evolution change for Phase 5 is Secret Wars or the Nick Fury secret thing that they're coming up with.
That's the Skrull invasion.
Yeah. Yeah, the secret invasion.
Invasion is separate. Secret Wars is separate.
Hi, correct.
Two different things which are happening right now, right?
So, because in Spider-Man No Way Home, he did mention that he's been talking to Nick Fury, but they were like, you know, Nick Fury's off-planet.
Fury wasn't there.
Yeah. And then whatever happens to Spider-Man and Tom Holland after his, you know, Men in Black memory wipe, let's see what they do with him.
Yeah, so I think they already announced the next Spider-Man movie also. And Secret Wars will have everyone, like all of the Spider-Mans, all of their villains. Villains, maybe not, because
they already did the Sinister Six.
The Kang will be the villain. Probably we'll see an appearance from Doctor Doom. Fantastic Four obviously will be there, because I think it's coming right after Fantastic Four, right?
Do all the Kangs have different powers? That would make sense, right? They will not be just shooting electric bolts.
Yeah, yeah. So if you see their, you know, appearances also, they were very, very different. Like, you know, in the last, so some of them were looking really menacing, like the guy with the long hat and stuff. If you notice.
Okay.
So I'm expecting different powers. Even in the comics, from what I know, they have different powers and how. So one of the Kangs is actually a version of Galactus also.
Oh.
Yeah, he's called something with I, like, you know, it starts, his name starts with I, so yeah. And talking about those, you know, like the Kang dynasty, which is there. So basically from, like, from what I recall in the Loki series also, so he was warning about the other versions of Kang. They didn't mention the dynasty at that point. And even this guy who gets, you know, sucked into that portal sort of thing. End, he also said that, you know, now, like, the others are coming for you, so maybe this is how it has always been, the timeline, you know, even after the mismatch and, like, people going to the past and then coming back and all of that. So it would have led to this, you know, to this event eventually. So
Let's talk about MODOK, one of the most loved character. Oh God, what screens and comic relief he was. I mean, perfect henchman and very, very weird weapons and very well executed comic relief. And he kind of had a good chemistry with Ant-Man.
Because
of the passage from Ant-Man 1.
Nemesis in the first movie, and then eventually, like, you know, become a weird face.
Yeah, the face was a bit stretchy, but yeah, other than that,
bad graphics, man.
He should have been the henchman who should have survived this movie and gone ahead. He should have been in that last scene where they get sucked in, because Thanos had henchmen, amazingly powerful henchmen. So of course, like in movies, right, you finish the level, you know, the first layer, then you have to fight the very difficult henchmen, then you have to, like, take out the bad guys, the main bad guy, at the very end, always.
Yeah.
So for us, it'll be like a hundred and thousands of one bad guy.
Yeah.
Rather than having a layer of, you know, a complex henchman to defeat and then reach the, you know, the end guy.
Yeah, so I think it would have been brilliant if they had not showcased again, you know, Kang until the very end, and maybe he would have, you know,
Maybe just him only. He was, I think, enough. I think if it was just MODOK, right? He received the signal. He took care of these guys. The army and then the whole...
Thanos-like build-up, right?
Thanos-like build-up, correct.
Like, there is somebody who exists above him, just not known who he is.
And then the mystery that...
Loki is right at the end, like, being this menacing person who escapes. That would have made.
Yeah, if there's a rewrite of Ant-Man Quantumania to make it amazinger,
yeah,
we can do that.
Yeah, just start KFC, it'll become Zinger.
Zinger. Hashtag not sponsored.
Not at all.
Not at all.
But you guys can reach out, right? No?
Yes.
Yeah, so, and we didn't mention the last credit scene, right? In which, like, everyone was hooting so much. So that was the OG, according to me. Like,
yeah.
Loki appears for like 10 seconds and everyone is, on their feet, jumping and all of that. And then another version of Kang, which is again separate from this dynasty of Kangs. So this dynasty of Kangs has a collection of Kangs. And then it goes even back to this professor sort of Kang who's just giving some lecture on time. On some time-based invention. I don't really exactly know what was written on the board, but there was an invention that he was talking about, and he looks like a black version of Einstein.
Mm-hmm.
You know, mustache.
Right.
Yeah.
Something of that sort, I think. And then even with Owen Wilson, who has, again, a very good, again, like a goofball only, like Ant-Man type goofball only.
Confused.
Rom-com guy who always in that, chill, relaxed kind of attitude, and we love him in every movie that he comes in. He's just, since Shanghai Nine and Shanghai Noon and Shanghai Nights with Jackie Chan, he was like one of my favorites. With Coen Brothers, they make some weird ass movies.
Yeah,
but him coming in Loki was a fresh change, and him coming into the MCU bigger universe will be very, very good, especially with timeline changes. He will. He'll be like SME. Okay, I can help you.
I can help you. And the best part is, again, Loki has made friends with this guy.
In
this thing also.
Correct.
Now I think Loki is aware like what to talk about in order to convince the other people that he's from a different universe or maybe a different timeline or different multiverse or whatever. And then, basically, Loki. I feel Loki is still the key to all of this because that is the only reason. He survived that, when he was captured during Avengers, and then he came back, and then he gets caught. So I think he's the key to everything in this, at least.
It'll be a good change. It'll be definitely a good change.
He will get his redemption.
Yeah.
Like, this is the ultimate redemption, right? Stopping Kang from, taking over. And Kang, I think, gives it away also in this Loki series. When he talks to Loki and Sylvie, he actually ends up saying that, you are something of...
Correct,
something.
Correct.
He ends up killing him. They both end up killing him.
Hmm.
I think that was a dead giveaway that he has a major role to play.
I think, yeah. Let's see how it turns out. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Let me hit stop on this one.